Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo, come, they told me. I've got Bing on the brain. I was looking at Bing and David Bowie right before the show started. That's somebody talked about...
The amazing film clip where no one makes eye contact with anybody. So awkward.
How you doing? I'm David Bowie. I'm Bing Crosby. Let's sing a song. Hey, how you doing? I'm the poor relative from America. Come, they told me. Peace on earth. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe that means I'm easing into the holiday.
Do you have the holiday spirit?
Not really.
No.
Will you?
Do you think you get it this year at all?
I'm feeling perky based on my kid, you know, running around and stuff like that.
But truly nothing at the best age for Christmas.
No, there's a lot of work to be done for the holiday, so mm-hmm. I'm really not completely ready for that. But once that's over, I'll probably slide on into it a little bit. No, it's neat. I like being down here. I like the fact that I'm not going anywhere. That is probably the best thing.
Melikimaka is the thing to say.
Are you doing a Polynesian thing?
Yeah, because it's a tropical Christmas.
Warm.
Yeah. Or we could do another song.
Rob's in it. Can you tell that he's in the holiday spirit?
He loves the holidays.
Best time of year.
Someone should. You can't just walk around grumpy all week.
Are you one, like you?
I am grumpy.
He is.
Yeah, I'm post-op, Mike. I'm post-op.
Yeah. He's just out of triage.
Oscar is just out of a medical procedure, and it is such a relief to actually deal with someone else's medical maladies on the show. Oscar gave me crap for golfing 2 minutes into the pre-show discussion today. I hadn't even said hello to him.
Hey, that's not him. That's the anesthetic talking.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't have any heartburn medicine because I have a machine attached to me that says you can't take any. Yeah. It's inside my body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get right to it.
Yes.
Let's do it. I mean, we'll get the mailbag. It's your mailbag today. It's Tuesday. We have your letters standing by. They're in my hot little hand right mm-hmm. now. I hope I got all of them, Rob.
It's a small one. It's four pages this week.
Four pages. I just wanted to make sure that was accurate. Let's get right to it. So Oscar mentioned yesterday that, or the day before, that he was going to have
last week.
Was it last week?
Yeah, I've been talking about this for weeks.
I'm sorry I didn't call you to tell you. And by the way, you did a whole show where you probably talked about it and I wasn't there.
No, I don't think that's probably what it was. I just mentioned it between
you. Haven't talked a lot about it.
I don't need to say me.
We have a tape, Mike. We have a tape.
You mean like I do? Is that what that is? like I do, me, the world of me? Let me tell you something, pal. Without the world of me, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
The world of him is kind of the show. We have a tape of the bonus show of Oscar discussing his procedure.
I was not there.
Yeah, we have the endoscopy.
Then you have corroborated what he just denied.
Here is the tape.
You have corroborated. There it is.
Yeah, that's Oscar.
I did not talk about discussion. It on the bonus.
No, I was only fooling.
Yeah. Would I be safe in assuming we have not taken a segment and dedicated it to your stomach?
No, off air,
right?
We talked about it as a team, but on air, we hadn't.
Can you see my hands? The position that when I get into these arguments with Oscar, the this is how I talk to him.
Looks like
I
you're describing hands... Dolly Parton.
Let me see if I did. So, Oscar.
Yes.
The fact is...
The very fact of the matter.
We've never spent a long period of time recently speaking about your medical malady, correct?
Not on the air. Off air, yes. We talked about it.
Well, but the only talk about it was you were going to get an endoscopy.
Yeah, but I talked about going under and having a kid.
No, you know what? I didn't know you were having a general until yesterday.
You didn't know?
No.
Maybe it's Pony. I knew you were having
a procedure because you sent me an email saying don't schedule anything for Monday afternoon.
Yes.
But
I should be very accurate, though, when we talk about off-air discussions. You know, for example, let's give an example of how much time I spend in studio after the show is over.
Oh, but you spend so much longer than you used to.
Yes, it is more.
Because I'm here.
Yeah, because you're already home.
Well, no,
it's true, though.
It's true. But I have places to go.
True,
I have doctor's appointments to go to and, you know, doing things
meetings.
Like that and tea times.
That's what I was trying to be a little kind
by
calling those
meetings.
About
it. Meetings.
Meetings.
You know
meetings
what I want for
green.
Christmas? Would you like to know what I want for Christmas?
What?
An extra 20 yards off the tee.
Oh. Santa.
How's that for white privilege?
Santa. Make
hey,
it
son.
Happen.
Just give me your love and an extra 20 yards off the tee. Bob, 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 Bo, Nathaniel.
I wish I could hit that ball the way I hit Gary. Put on your sunglasses, right. Son. People are going to ask some questions.
All I know is that when we came into the studio today, Oscar had a medical device in his
yes.
hand.
Yes.
Would you like to share it? Share it with
I
the
actually
rest of the
have a medical device in me, as there is a Bravo Ooh. Pill sewed into my esophagus measuring the pH level for the next 3 days. And I have to carry this big pager with me, so when I have heartburn, like I do right now, I got to push a button.
Where's the? Can
sewed
we see the scar?
In?
Yeah. There's no scar. They put it in through your esophagus.
Oh, they put it in there. Yes. Like, oh, they just jam it down your throat.
And they sew it in? Do they stitch it in?
Yeah, and then it falls off in 2 days, and then it goes.
Oh, so it disintegrates.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And I bet you it doesn't come out the way it goes in.
Oh, it doesn't.
No, it takes a journey.
How? Exit only.
Well, tell us about the procedure. How horrible was it?
It wasn't horrible. It was. I don't get scared going to the hospital. I actually.
What
it's,
hospital?
It's calming. Georgetown.
Oh, that's a good outfit.
Did
I was
they knock
there.
You out? Did they knock
yeah.
you out?
I felt the best nap in the world. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind anesthesia. Yeah.
Did you count backwards from 100?
No.
How did they do it?
They just said how they said he was just having small talk, and I woke up and it was over.
Oh,
it was amazing. You know,
and his butt was bleeding.
When I had well, you just stole my joke. Okay, all right. So you're in that mode. You're in holiday mode. I better be prepared for every f-ing joke I have to be headed off at the pass today.
We can pretend it didn't let happen. Us, back to
I
the
was
joke
gonna
book.
Say my here's my joke. My yes. joke, Rob, was going to be, you know how I knew the last surgery I had that I was going under? I felt a finger in my that's what I was going that
well,
was gonna be
different.
My joke.
Yeah,
I know.
It's different.
But
like
you went right for the butt.
Colonoscopy.
You know,
yeah.
You know, don't ever race Rob Spiewak to the obvious joke. He will always win. Always. He is undefeated.
I am just making up for the fact that I've never won any other race in my life.
I will say, though, there was a complication, which most people would run.
That's
from.
Funny. I'm sorry. That's really funny. That's not an obvious joke, and that's very funny. I'm sorry. I've never won another race.
So we're friends again.
Might be the best.
Huh? We're friends again.
We're always friends, even when I hate on you. You know that.
So,
tell that to some of your mobbers that send me those emails.
Yeah, shut anyway, up, guys. Shut up, gang.
You.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, essentially, this is
this
a
right
cartoon-sized pager.
Yeah, it looks like it's really the size of a Walkman.
I actually asked them if there was an app for this, because this is embarrassing on many levels for any modern medicine.
What are you doing with your camera?
It's called a Bravo.
Yeah.
And I have to push it when I eat. I have to push it when I have heartburn. I have to push it when I have to cough.
Hold on. Are we having an earthquake down south, Mike? What is going on?
No, but don't pull a mic. Let him fix his camera while we talk.
Well, he said, uh-oh.
No, he's fixing something.
All right.
All right? ADD. ADD radio.
Well, no, I want him to be focused because he needs to know about the Bravo.
This falls into the category. Now people are going to send me letters about interrupting Oscar because I had a problem with the camera.
I just can't tell my story, people.
Hey, you can call us at 888-920-MORE.
I'm just going to leave it here.
No.
The square is when I'm annoyed with my coworkers.
No.
And then the bed is when I want to
kill myself.
Yeah,
what's the reading now?
The reading's heartburn. There we go. Push that button. Heartburn.
All right.
It's all right. Now it's over.
Go ahead.
You guys didn't
want
to hear about
it. I want to know what's happening.
I'll take my story elsewhere.
No, I want your story and I want it now.
Tune into AmeriCast.
Oh, you going to call in?
Sir, they'll let me talk.
Have you ever had a Bravo?
Have you ever thought about killing yourself while you're on the air?
There it is. Hi, there you
Remember
are.
Remember that one time
you started
talking
again,
about
please?
Being with
Will
your
you
family
start,
and loving them, and then they said, let's talk about something else.
Will you start again, please?
What? There is a pill in my body.
No, there's not. There's a monitor in your body.
No, there is. It's called a Bravo pill. It looks the size of a pill that's in my esophagus right now, on the wall of my esophagus to measure the pH level.
What do they do? Glue it?
From what I understand is they attach it to your esophagus.
They use those 3M tapes.
I guess
that you
yeah.
just pull for
it's the one
clean
that doesn't
release?
Ruin the wall or your esophagus.
And what is the thing attached to your esophagus doing now?
It is talking to the pager, measuring the pH level of my how much acidity is going into my esophagus.
And what do they hope to, what information do they hope to get?
To find out if I am a candidate for surgery or not.
To fix your acid stomach?
Yes, essentially I've got a manhole that's slightly ajar, and they got to figure out if they got to get a new manhole to cover up the hole.
So you're producing too much stomach acid.
Yes, which has caused GERD for decades.
Can you feel the pill?
20% of people can feel the pill.
Okay.
I'm part of that 20%.
Oh, so you can feel it.
Let me ask this. So how bad bad is it for you? Is this your number one health concern?
Yeah, because if you have this type of acidity, it can lead to all types of stomach cancers. It's a big issue. You got to make sure you take care of it.
So how uncomfortable do you get with this?
The most pain I ever feel is when I have some pizza or something with some sauce in it that it'll murder me, right?
Yeah, wow. Pizza's bad for a lot of
people. I would say the reason why I'm in as good a shape as
Stop.
He just wants to make a joke. 2 seconds. I just want to give you all the details, then you can do all the puns and jokes you want, all right?
Thank you. I'm listening.
The reason why I'm in okay shape and not in horrible shape is because when I eat certain foods, it murders my chest. So I stay away from them as much as I can.
Which is kind of a natural thing to do.
Be like, oh, well, I don't want to be in pain tonight.
Sure.
That being said, Jack and Diet do the same thing, and I plow through those.
Oh, booze is the worst, right?
Yeah.
I mean, booze is up there with pizza and anything with high acid content. Are there any other trigger foods besides? I know pizza. I remember that because I've had acid digestion.
Yeah.
Nothing bad. But it also seems will murder me.
Tomato based.
Yeah. Anything tomato based. Anything red, like a red Gatorade, will get me.
It's angry.
It's always color with him.
when you sleep, if you were to eat white bread with nothing on it, just a piece of white toast, yes, and you went to sleep, do you get acid reflux every night?
I'll get it regardless, but I'll get it to the level that I won't actually get sleep if it's like Domino's pizza at 10:30.
Can I ask a specific question? Because with ulcerative colitis, which I now control basically with diet, as funny as that may sound, I know my triggers, so I don't have to take medication for it
anymore.
Doesn't
sound funny to, first of all, millions of Americans deal with digestive issues, and it doesn't sound funny to anybody who's ever dealt with that, because if you have good doctors, most of them will be able to direct you in such
and
a way
if you're proactive,
that you don't eat things that are problems.
Yeah, you can learn about it. I've been wanting to go to the doctor to get this done for the past, I would say, in earnest, 5 years.
My two main triggers.
I hadn't made a priority.
And I believe that what we suffer is similar. Yours is upper and mine is lower.
Yes.
Tomato reductions, like sauces. I can eat fresh tomatoes and that's fine. But like if you cook tomatoes down into a sauce, that's when it gets me.
And some of the best foods are reduced.
All of it. But here,
not fat.
But the worst one for me is peanut butter. And that's what I miss.
Oh,
I
man.
Can't
you know
eat,
what?
I can't eat peanut butter.
I think peanut butter is, and I recently, only recently,
because
I really avoid
peanuts. Right?
Oh. Nuts, everything. I really avoid that, but I will tell you that I think that peanut butter, you don't think, especially if it's like creamy peanut butter, you're like, mm-hmm. all the graininess of the peanuts have been taken out. It's irrelevant. Peanuts are a very bad thing for people with digestive issues.
Yeah, and I think they inject extra oils into the peanut butter.
The peanuts don't give me heartburn, though.
Okay, so
no,
you're
peanuts
okay
probably
with,
don't.
They don't give me heartburn.
But what about peanut butter? Do you have trouble with it?
A PB&J is my go-to. That's what Shannon makes me for lunch.
Give me the long and short of hoping to get diagnosed where.
My esophagus.
Yes, do you want to be a candidate for this procedure?
Mike, I've always said if the part's broken, fix it, right?
I agree.
So
with you.
Yeah.
Get in
feel,
there
well,
and
look
fix
at me.
It. Yeah.
I'm living proof of that.
Yes.
You deal with the situation.
But if I'm not and they said I just got to change my diet, I'll change my diet. That's fine.
And
right?
You know what?
Can I talk for 2 seconds, please?
I was going to comment to what you were saying.
You don't have to. I can just continue talking for 2 more minutes and you'll be okay. So I will say that if they say you got to change your diet, that's fine. All I was worried about is getting some sort of esophageal cancer. That's all I was worried about. I was like, will this turn into something horrific that'll get you and it's over, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why this thing falls off my body. My esophagus is off house arrest in, I would say, 48 hours. And then I go return this back to the hospital and it's over.
Are you supposed to eat normally?
Eat normally. I'm not on any of the meds that keep the pain down, so irritability is probably at an all-time high.
What about, tomorrow is... tomorrow is a rather significant party day.
Yeah, and the following day as well.
4 p.m. 4 p.m. I drop it off at the
By the way, we're not doing the Feed the 5,000 thing this year.
Oh, no.
Why not?
No, what happened?
The pastor took a leave of absence. We haven't been to church in 2 days.
Oh, oh my. Did he Charlie Rose the situation?
We
missed the sign up. We missed the sign. We have no idea. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's it's depressing. It's kind of a drag. And they say, hey, well, why didn't you do it anyway? Well, because we didn't go where we would normally have signed up.
Right.
And when I went in through 3 days ago, it was all booked up to when we went on the website.
It. We called it's and just, we went down there.
I don't know what
that
it is,
was
Oscar.
So
shut
casual.
Up.
He
shut
was
up.
So casual.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. I don't know.
I know
what's
you can
on.
No longer sign up to deliver meals, but is it possible even at this last minute to sign up to have a meal brought to you?
you.
All right, more heartburn. Yeah. Let me push the button.
All right, good.
Thank you. Are you getting heartburn right now?
Well, because I'm laughing and enjoying myself, and that's
why. Do you have to record it yourself?
Yes.
So you have to press a button when you get heartburn?
Yeah. I kid you not.
Oh, and then it'll balance against what the pill is telling the machine.
Yes. I'm like a dog. Mm-hmm. Every time I do anything, I have to push it.
Is that giving you medicine right now?
No, it's not giving me medicine. It's just
monitoring just what's happening.
Also, know this. They had a mix-up before I went into the OR or whatever, the wherever they do that procedure. And I was literally about to get scoped. And they're like, you got the Bravo, right? And then, which is the pill that they're going to, a specialist has to come and do the pill separately.
Right.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is not on his chart. And the surgeon who was in there, well, like you could tell, you know how you get really mad when something obvious is supposed to happen?
Yeah, these are high energy
high
guys.
High stakes. He's like, everybody outside. And then I'm sitting there, boop, 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 like what's happening? And you hear him, rob, 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 rob.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he comes back in. And he's
hello,
like,
hello, Mr. Spires.
He goes,
we'll be with you in a moment.
So somebody screwed up his support staff.
I had to wait 2 hours cooling my heels until they got everything coordinated. They were apologizing in like buck naked in the little waiting room.
Bring in Nurse McIntosh right away.
So your ass is hanging out of a hospital gown and they're coming in and apologizing to you.
And rolling me out of the room. They were about to do the procedure. I'm telling you, anybody else would have aborted, but I said, I have no other time to do this. I will wait
on
your clock.
Did you control the idea that you had to have the procedure done that day?
There was an innate flight response. Like, if they got this wrong, you gotta go, right?
You see him running down Reservoir Boulevard with a hospital gown.
I mean, that is
hanging out.
It's uneasy, right? It is literally.
Yeah, it's uneasy when they like forget
they
the device they're
thing
putting
in
you.
Your mouth.
They want,
and they're
you,
like,
you want
this
it
is,
to be right.
This is to protect your teeth. And the guy walks in. He's like, hello, my doctor that I've seen before to set this up. He goes, and he barks out the orders and like, doctor? And they're like, there's no Bravo on his chart, which is the pill they're going to put inside me that a specialist has to do.
Right.
And they're like, and he's like, everybody outside. And then
so
he goes
the,
back
explain
and forth.
That. I want to know what happened. So you go in there. They're prepping you.
I got everything in me. I'm good
what
to go.
What is missing? The whole unit? The pill and the
doctor
monitor?
And the pill and the monitor. The specialist that does, I guess, the pill separately from just the scoping. A second
and
doctor.
And so you were going to have two doctors in there.
Yes.
And the other doctor was AWOL.
He was not. No, he wasn't AWOL. They didn't schedule him for this procedure because whoever scheduled didn't see the chart that said this guy's getting a Bravo as well. Because he said, I don't want you to have to come in just for the Bravo and go through this again because they'd have to put me under again.
So they were doing a little more than just putting that unit in. They were going to do an endoscopy and check out your whole esophagus.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
But
it's
literally
a big screw up.
For it 2 hours, I sat there and I was like, I mean, I'm not going to go crazy. A lot of apologies. Got a $10 lunch credit, which was nice. And then I got
worth it.
And then I got free parking. And then I did the math and I was like,
oh, you can eat pizza.
I did the math. And I was like, that was 3 hours of my time that wasn't scheduled for this. That's roughly $28 for 3 hours. I was like, I think they should apologize on a higher level next time.
You
think
so. You're parking.
He's getting a set of snake dives. And lots going on the Mike O'Mara Show. Pony, what is the very latest with your automobile?
Yeah.
How's your Bravo?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bravo.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson
prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well... Now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness. You're not going to celebrate.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone. Was you like?
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just say you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
That's so true.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. And if I forget it, let me do it right now to our dear friend, Cappy Pfeiffer, who is not with us in New Orleans. Our very, very best to you from the Mike O'Mara Show for a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I want to make sure I do that because I don't want to forget. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air on demand, heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We got the mailbag standing by. I want to ask Pony about his vehicle and what the latest is. And I first wanted to say thank you to our friend Fried Rice, who is just a wonderful guy who sent a care package to my son for his hockey. And Fried, I told you how much that meant to me. That was so beautiful. And really, it's just great. We appreciate the help. And I think he's still very much into that sport.
Good.
And you really don't know for sure at four. But Fried, that was very nice of you. And I think that it's a foregone conclusion that I have to raise him as a Capitals fan.
I think so.
There's just no other way I can do that.
Just for the regular season, though. Playoffs.
Yeah.
Or
just playoffs, I would think.
Or just playoffs.
No. If playoffs is just a sad time.
It'll teach him character, Oscar.
Strength of character.
I like that.
Every year, we'll know that April means pain and misery. All right, before we get to an abbreviated mailbag for this holiday week, I wanted to check in. Yesterday, Pony was driving his, what?
We have a commercial.
Oh, the commercial. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm trying to do so many different things.
Understood.
I messed things up with
my
esophagus.
Oh, my God, and we have a new sponsor.
Yes.
Oh,
look at this.
Your apologies. Woo. The Mike O'Mara Show today brought to you by eHarmony. If you've tried online dating, this is going to be a perfect segue to Pony. No shtick zone. Thank you very much. This is going to be, you're all holidayed up.
Relax.
This is perfect for Pony. If you've tried online dating, chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that never materialize. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture. It doesn't work that way. And you'll never swipe left or swipe right in a lasting relationship. eHarmony is unlike any other online dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site. They have helped over a million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and psychological research to send you the right matches. There are plenty of hookup sites out there. We've talked about them on this show. But that's not what eHarmony does. eHarmony brings compatible people together. And, you know, ultimately, when you're compatible, it's going to be more fun anyway. Mm-hmm. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a three-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's only one app that's built to bring you real love. That's eHarmony. Is there any better time of year for them to come on and tell us about how wonderful they are? Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started and enter the code TMOS at checkout. Now, if you're going to use this site, remember that code TMOS. You help the show enormously with a new client, especially when we have them on the air. So here's to eHarmony. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show family. We're glad to have you on the radio and on the podcast.
And speaking of which, guess who signed up for eHarmony yesterday and had a blast doing it? Mr. Bloom.
Oh, way to go, Pony. Well done.
It was so easy. So easy to answer the questions. It was a lot of fun. I actually enjoyed it.
Oh, I look forward to
finding out, you know, who the special someone is going to be for you. But if you have a date, it's going to be difficult for you to get there because you don't have a car.
Yeah. Was one of the questions, are you a licensed driver?
Do you have a Lyft account?
Oh, man. Yesterday.
What's the story with your ride?
So I don't
know yet. Feel free to jump in and answer the question since we're directing it towards you right now.
So I have no idea what's going on with the car yet because yesterday the car did not get to Subaru until I think close to 5 or 6 p.m.
And why is that?
Because the tow truck that was going to tow my car broke down and had to call another tow truck.
Oh, my God. That is.
Yeah, Schlepprock.
Oh, my God.
That was awful.
And the thing is,
that is bad luck of bad luck. Yeah. That truly is.
And really, when did you find out about it? That's the funny thing.
I found out at 4 o'clock because the tow company that got contracted by USAA didn't bother to call and say that they were giving up on the contract. So USAA had no idea that the car was still sitting there till like 4 o'clock.
In rush hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
On MacArthur Boulevard.
Nothing like rush hour that's really... MacArthur's two lanes if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Hold on.
There seems to be a black whale.
Someone's at the door. I don't know what's going on here.
Let them in.
I'm not sure what's happening here. Hold on. Slide a note under the door.
Well, they have to scribble it down, I'm sure. It'll take a moment.
It says the tow truck driver is here.
Oh, really?
We got a lot to do. I don't know if we have time to let the tow truck driver.
We could speak to him briefly.
Yeah, I just don't know whether that... All right, come on in.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, no. Charlie.
I'm really sorry.
What happened?
My truck broke down.
and then you just gave up?
Yeah, just went home.
Do you do all the scheduled maintenance on your truck?
Nope. Don't put anything in it. Not even oil.
Charlie.
Yes. Why, Oscar? Why is your esophagus?
It's all right, Charlie. Thanks for asking. Okay. Why are you naked right now?
Well, I just came down. I was listening to the podcast in Mr. O'Mara's extra room.
Yeah.
He's having me down for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's right, Charlie. I need you to brine the turkey.
You bet your ass. And I just heard you talking about the tow truck, and that was me.
That's cool.
I drove from Washington, D.C. down here to Florida.
And Charlie, don't forget, after you brine the turkey, fix that skylight.
That's right. Get her done. Remember what I want, Rob. I told you, right?
Well, right, yes.
The present?
Oh, I have it for you.
You forgot.
No, I... What? You have to
forgot.
You have to remind
me,
Charlie.
I know it, Charlie.
Larry, the cable guy, box set. Bye.
He's funny.
That's Charlie.
Just briefly, can we push the mailbag to tomorrow? Just because by the time we get to it now, we're doing a great show.
Why?
Because I want to talk about...
How is he on meds?
He's not on meds. That might be the problem.
I'm literally off my meds.
Is he on meds? You know, your boy works really hard on the mailbag, you know.
Well,
stays up late, puts it out there, gets it to me in the wee hours.
He copy and paste all the time. It's fine.
You know, let me.
I want to ask you, because I can't get over this. And if we don't talk about this today, we're not doing our job, right?
Is it okay that I'm here?
Yes.
Okay,
you realize that we pre-promote this for Tuesday for a specific reason.
It's your show, Mike. You do.
People
what you
are
want.
Waiting to do that.
You
this
do,
is
you
like
do what you want.
I you're damn right I do. Yeah. But the thing is, don't you ever forget that esophagus boy? Don't forget that. No, I mean the fact is when we schedule it, you know, it's but Oscar, we're 29 minutes into the show. We got all the time
in
the world.
Well, I wanted
to
ask
fine.
You.
What do you want to tell? We don't have to do it right now. We can do it later in the show.
I wanted to ask you of all the people that you thought was going to be prancing around naked. Did you think Charlie Rose was going to be the guy that was going to be doing that?
You could have gone through a list of television anchors, and you could have said to me, who is the least likely to be that guy? And I would have put Charlie Rose at the top of the list as it continues. By the way, Mika Brzezinski, you know I'm obsessed with that show, Morning Joe. And I will tell Joe and Mika, Mika Brzezinski today was brilliant because she gave one point that was wonderful combined with another point that was wonderful. The gist of it was this, and this is what I believe. She was talking about the fact that there was a producer, I think it was with Charlie Rose, that came forward and said, I could have done more. And Mika was going on this whole thing where the enablers and the people that are doing this, with all kinds of bad behavior in the media business, and we've been in the media business for years and years, you have these people, if you want to see a cultural sea change, have the producers, the assistants, the collaborators, the people, have some people start coming forward that are associated with these guys. And you're going to probably see a cultural change where it will be part of the culture that not only will the behavior be frowned upon, but the people around the bad behavior will speak up.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that would change things. With that said, on the flip side of things, I think we had, and she was warning us, and there were some articles warning us that we have to be extremely careful now that we don't have this tidal wave where if a guy hugs somebody for too long, he's lopped into the Harvey Weinstein category. Yeah.
Did she indicate that sort of dilutes the importance of the individual
cases? Those were the two major
points. But Charlie Rose was clearly inappropriate. Like it was
Charlie Rose. I guess you have the Charlie Rose. You have the Harvey Weinstein. Then you know what I'm saying is it's not all the same.
It's not all the same.
Right.
There's stupid and this resonated. I think this will probably resonate with a lot of men because there are probably there are probably very few men in the workplace that can say that they have had a spotless record of good behavior on all levels for their entire lives. You've all got people, young men, old men, whatever. But guys do stupid things. And what I want to make sure is that the monsters, like the Harvey Weinsteins, and if the allegations are true about this Judge Moore who was touching 14-year-olds, that they don't lop them into the same category as somebody like Al Franken, who might come over and take a stupid picture and admit. Now, he came out, another person said today, he groped the butt. But I mean, when you talk about a Franken situation, and to a lesser extent, and I'm not trying to say
that
this behavior is not stupid, but if you put it into a George H.W. Bush, who's a man that's failing and has this, you know, this tendency to tell a bad joke, you're not talking about the same level of Harvey Weinstein and Charlie Rose predatory behavior. When you're walking around naked in front of an assistant, a female assistant that's at your house, that's sexual harassment. That's the bad. That's bad.
That is.
And everything, by the way, everything's got to be called out. You don't absolve somebody because they might grope an ass. You don't. You call them out on it. But at the same time, you don't destroy people for stupid behavior. What you do is you make sure that there is a scale of this, like there's a scale of justice, like there's a scale
degrees.
And they were talking about that because it is by degree. And just because a person makes a stupid decision and does that, makes a pass at somebody, and it goes awry, you don't lump them into somebody who was using their power to have people watch him in the shower like Harvey Weinstein.
No,
it's not the same thing.
I've read about this. It's that mob mentality, right? There's a difference.
Yeah, now there's a fever pitch, but, and I don't want to see good people get screwed because
I get
of
that,
it.
Mike, but realistically speaking, like, who's to say what degree it is for the victim in this process? Right?
It's hard to do that.
And now, the answer to that, Oscar, is I don't know. But I think that down the road, there is a, you have to, you just, the mob mentality, I think, would have a backlash effect.
And I think the mob mentality is going to be a result of irresponsible journalism, because now the story is the bulk and how many people are coming out.
I agree with you.
But let me just make this point, though, because I'll forget it. The mob mentality would cause all of this behavior to be lumped together, and
as the same issue.
Mm-hmm. I am as concerned about diminishing the crimes of the truly guilty as I am about the changing in our culture. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
I want to make sure that we do that the people that are truly doing these egregious things are not. It seems to me, when you get a person that might grope, might touch somebody in an inappropriate way, where it's something where you gave somebody the inappropriate hug, or you did that. If you're putting that all into the same category, you're going to diminish the egregiousness and the horror of what somebody like a Harvey Weinstein does. Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
I don't want to see that happen with the mob mentality. I want to see a cultural change so everybody gets treated better.
The reporter from the Washington Post, if we're just going to talk about Charlie Rose right now, and I agree with your point, by the way, that there are degrees and there should be some accountability. But again,
Charlie Rose seems to be falling into the, you know, multiple women, pattern of behavior, egregious sexual misconduct.
And right before prancing. We got on air.
You like the prancing. It's the fourth or fifth time you've mentioned the prancing.
Even off air. I think it earned
off air.
Oscar was the first one to say it today, though, on air.
No, you mentioned it on Texas when we woke up.
That's what I said on air.
Rob, in Rob's mind, he likes the idea of Charlie Rose naked and prancing.
Mr. Burns running around. Let me ask you this. Before we came on air, and again, we're taping this in the morning of Tuesday, right? I would say that the story broke last night. This morning, the Washington Post reporter that broke the story said that there are no less than another dozen women that have flooded her inbox right now.
Wow.
About
Charlie Rose.
Jeez. That's insane. I mean, it's a, you know.
But it speaks to the pattern, though.
But they were talking about Mark Halperin, whose career, they said it on Morning Joe today, which was great. I love the fact that they mentioned this guy's name on the show he was on and talked about the fact that his career is over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His life in journalism, in the world he chose, is over now. And I agree with that, and I want to see more of that. What I don't want to see is everything elevated to a certain level, because that will water down the bad people that will water it. With that said, everybody should be called out on crap behavior. Everybody should. It should be. I'm fine with that. I'm down with that. What I don't want to see is the aforementioned mob mentality. That kind of freaks me out a little bit. We got to take a break. We will take a break. Are you getting your car back, Pony? We kind of diverted from that.
I will. I just don't know until tomorrow because they're busy. It just kind of ended flat like that. I'm not happy about this.
You're not happy. Are you going to yell at somebody today?
Yes. I'm going to yell at USAA and ask them why they didn't check in with this company that just sort of ditched them and didn't say anything.
Okay.
Are you going to thank anybody?
Right? I'm going to thank Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Did you really bring him into work?
I did.
Can't he use a lift?
He could.
I could.
I mean, you're an adult. You're not 12.
But we get to use HOV that way.
He was so excited. Apparently, HOV on Route 66, all you need is one person in the car, because we were the only car that had two people in it. It was ridiculous.
Somebody's getting a Pony Boy cardboard cutout for Christmas. We'll take a break, come back with Oscar's,
same
Oscar's favorite segment.
Yay,
the mailbag.
Right after this. Woo.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. Webster's Dictionary defines intern as the position of a student or trainee who works in an organization, sometimes without pay, in order to gain work experience or satisfy requirements for a qualification. Here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we seem to have created our own definition. For some, interning could mean 6 days vacation in NOLA, all out of Oscar's pocket. Maybe it means starting an intern war on air. Some may mind the TMOS fan page just to stay relevant. For others, building a network really just consists of playing Overwatch. Or interning could mean minding your own business and enjoying the drama from the sidelines before airing it all out in a promo. If you define intern in similar ways, then TMOS is the place for you. Apply for a TMOS internship today so you too can create your own definition of fun. And literally anyone is qualified.
She gonna go places.
Yeah, she's a smart writer. Good writer.
She's a smart girl. She is. She's very, very smart. She's so a good. Lot smarter than all of us. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Kids like books.
Yes.
I read my kid a book every night, maybe two, maybe three. But kids adore books that are all about them. And I am telling you, I have personal experience with this. The books from Wonderbly are amazing. Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you make in minutes. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. Perfect gifts for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because you want to be that person that gets the great gift. This is a great gift. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. I've made these books myself. I've got two of them in Michael's library. They're easy and fun. The results are astounding. Check out the entire range of personalized books, great for all ages, at Wonderbly.com. Lost My Name is for kids 0 to 8 years old. We got that one. My Golden Ticket is for a book for kids 5 to 12. He's only 4, but I got it for him anyway. Mm-hmm. A new personalized book fresh from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Now any child can be Charlie. And My Christmas Snowflake for kids 2 to 8. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story the whole family will adore. That's the next one on my list. And read every Christmas. Personalized to include the whole family. Go to WONDERBLY.com and enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and you get yourself 15% off your order. Visit Wonderbly.com. That's Wonderbly.com and do it today. All right. We've been flapping our gums.
Yes.
About everything going on, and now it's not all about me or Oscar's thing in his stomach or Rob's interrupting or Pony's failure to confront the car people. It's about you,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's it.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
All the time. All these things that I do. It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
Wow.
All
what energy.
Time.
Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. In the past, pulling together some verbiage that makes the cut for the TMOS birthday greeting thingy has caused me angst and consumed more time than I'm ever willing to give again. Since Rob has typically deleted all but two sentences of my previously submitted birthday greetings, I was tempted to protest the editing process by abstaining this year. However, Bob Cole is a devoted fan of all things TMOS, so I decided to support the love of my life by submitting something resembling a GD birthday greeting for his special day. So Bob, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful, I hope your 57th birthday is as spectacular and extraordinary as you are. And just in case you get a little melancholy that you are 1 year closer to reaching the FAA's age limit for airline pilots. That's funny. Wow.
Worrisome, right?
Is that me? Yeah. I can't fly a plane anymore?
I don't know. Would you think it's 60? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Just remember that age and glasses of wine should never be counted. Your co-pilot in life, Lori. That's a sweet letter.
I like that.
Dearest TMOS, my birthday is on November 20th, and I'm not sure if I should ask for a BMW, a Messerschmitt, or Messerschmitt, or the 2018 stacked and packed calendar. I was hoping G. Gordon Liddy might have some advice on the topic, though if he's too busy urinating in potted plants, I completely understand. I don't remember that one. Yours in Liberty, Eric in Baltimore.
He got the story half right. Okay, there was urination. It was never in a potted plant, though.
All right, very good.
Do we spin for this?
Absolutely. Let's do it right now, all right? Tight speedo. Tight speedo.
Hey,
let's bring him in.
Hello, boys. This is G. Gordon Liddy. I'm now 113 years old, and gun control is hitting what you aim at. Goodbye. Thank you.
Gordon's always nice when he comes by.
Moving right along. Hi, guys. I don't want to bring the room down, But I need to ask a favor. My daughter Caitlin is having a having brain surgery on November 27th at 7:30 a.m. Mike, you have said it in the past that you believe in the power of positive thoughts. So do I. I would appreciate if we could all get good thoughts and prayers on that day from all of your listeners. We are scared and need all the help we can get. Thanks so much, P1, Kim Don. Kim and the Don family, let's all remember that on the 27th. Here. Put your minds together and good thoughts going out to the Don family for that surgery. Everything's going to be fine. And if we all think about her right now, even though the surgery is about a week away, we're going to put some good vibes down on you. That's good stuff. Robin Ferguson writes, I wanted to say thanks for the Wonderbly link. Every year for nearly 20 years, I have sent my grandkids who live in Indiana a Christmas book. This usually entails a tedious trip to whatever brick and mortar bookstore there are still around, scouring for hours over shelves and shelves of books in order to find the right one. When I heard your ad for the Christmas snowflake, I knew my prayers had been answered. Even with seven grandkids, yes, seven, and the two parents' names, I was still able to include everyone's name in the personalization. It's going to be such a cool gift and one that might actually still be around next year. Thanks, guys, for having great advertisers. And the TMOS discount didn't hurt either. It paid for the shipping. Hey, guys, I am vacation drinking and listening to TMOS. I was thinking, if Las Vegas doesn't work out for TMOS Live 2018, how about Camp NCN in Western Wisconsin? By the way, NCN stands for No Clothes Necessary.
Yeah. Don't go to this website.
You know, put a pill in my esophagus because I just threw up in my mouth. Who doesn't love a nice Wisconsin nudist colony? Free cheese. Alex Bildo. There you go. Bildo rhymes
with
cheese.
This website is not safe for work.
Yeah, don't go there.
Oh,
really? God. Anybody? Is there anyone remotely attractive on the website?
No. This is for big and tall.
Big and tall.
next letter. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, Dan O'Brien sucks.
Oh,
after listening to last week's episode, many things became clear. Without Adrian to project his insecurities onto, Dan would have nothing interesting to say. Sure, on the first night, he did manage to have a mating ritual with the homunculus mongoloid that shits on her own bathroom floor.
Wow.
Is he talking about Dan's date?
Yeah.
As we heard, Adrian was at that time hard at work for the Mike O'Mara Show. Furthermore, one of the two boys had to act like they had been to the rodeo before instead of dressing up as something spooky or clever for Halloween. Dan chose to dress as a fireman because he wishes he had a stronger constitution, living through fantasy. Wow!
That was a tough letter, man.
Also, I can't really blame Adrian for being on the vapor pen too much. From the sound of it, if I had to be around Dan for a week, I would need to be stoned too. Wow.
This is totally Adrian writing in.
You think? Yeah.
I think someone's going to get a lump of coal and a phone charger in their stocking for Christmas. F Dan, Adrian forever, long live TMOS, Joe in Seattle. Wow.
I printed you a copy of the letter, Dan, if you want to hold on to it. Wow.
Dan O'Brien is...
Thanks,
oh,
Rob.
Dan, you're here. Dan, that's pretty strong words. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Love that, Joe. Thank you so much for the support. Just trying to support myself on the show.
You're invoking a reaction.
Yeah. There it is. That's all that matters. Yeah, next letter. Hey, guys. Fred Vigdor here from the Average White Band. This was our male flight attendant on a recent United flight to Richmond. Rob has the tape. Play it for us
All right
now.
Here he is. This is the United.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard United Express Flight 4041 on subservice to Richmond. It's a reminder all United to be put on board must be completely under the seats in front of you on overhead compartment. If your item does not fit properly, please notify with me for assistance. For passengers who sit in the seat of row seat identified by the work exit row seat, please review the safety information card in the spot in front of you. If you do not meet the standard on wheeling or unable to perform the action is required without your personal injury, please notify with me for some to receive another seat.
Right.
Cell phone and other power electronic devices may be used while reported at the gate. When the main cabin door closed, this must be airplane mode or power off. Thank you.
Do you think it might be Sunny from Costco's long lost
Let's
brother?
Let's compare.
Hello, how are you? Coming in, everybody. Hello, how are you? Coming in, everybody.
All right, now play the other one. Here we go.
Good morning, little lady, gentlemen. Welcome aboard United Express, flight 4041, North Sunset to Richmond. It's your reminder on humanity.
Mike, we've actually sent both tapes to Maury Povich's lab. We'll have an answer soon.
Take care, Fred. Great tape, buddy. Thank you very much. And I hold in my hand our final letter,
yay!
Ladies and gentlemen. Dear TMOS, I just earned a black belt in karate. Would I be able to get three cheers consisting of Action Man Pony providing the hip hip, followed by Mel Gibson's hooray? Thank ye, warmly, Rob Maury. Well, you'll have to ask Pony if he's up for the task.
Are you up for it, Pony?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, here we go. This is to wrap up the mailbag today. Lay it on us, Pony.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
There it is. All right, thank you very much. That's it.
Nice.
We got that out of the way,
nice,
everybody. We will take a... Yes, I know you loved it,
yeah,
Oscar.
Thanks for putting, Oscar, thanks for putting up with
Tuesday's
it.
Tuesday's birthday.
Thanks for putting up with it,
I
Leah.
Love it.
We'll take a break and come back with
I didn't say it wasn't funny.
Fun.
It was funny.
More fun and more thrills.
Sorry about the Scientology.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Hi there. Orson and I would like to tell you about a fantastic way that you can help the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
It's through the Amazon portal at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I think it's so nice that you see.
Right. Just click on the Amazon tab and you can shop to your heart's content.
Every July, peas grow there.
Not quite. But every time you make a purchase, Mike and the guys get a little taste of the Amazon action.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas.
It's okay. You can buy peas through Amazon. Even a gonk.
What is a gonk?
Well, I'm not sure. But it doesn't cost you anything, and you help keep that funny train chugging along.
This is a lot of shit, you know that.
Well, I think it's a fine way to help support the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, what is it you want?
Just do your Amazon shopping through the portal at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and when you buy something, say something.
Such pests.
Hello? Hello?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Honey. And honey, I miss you, and I'm doing well. Anyway, if you want to save money while shopping online this holiday season, you should join Honey. True story. I used Honey before they came on as an advertiser. It's easy. It saved me money. Let it work for you. Honey is a free browser extension available on Chrome, Firefox, and Safari that effortlessly saves you time and money while shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop, the app will instantly find every working coupon code on the internet. Then at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your cart. On average, Honey members save $34 per month shopping online with Honey. Honey makes your Amazon shopping experience better. Honey will show you if you can get the same item for less from a different seller, even factoring in Amazon Prime shipping and more.
Everything.
And Honey will notify you when a saved item drops in price. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. There's no reason not to join today. It only takes two clicks to start saving money. Join Honey today for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you, Honey. Rob Spiewak, I saw your
Mike
first
O'Mara.
Post about fruitcakes.
Yes.
You're soaking your raisins in booze,
yeah,
correct?
This is the first step, and this one has to be done at least 4 days out. When if people ask me nicely, I will send them the fruitcake recipe, which has evolved over the last 10 years. And the raisins have to... The biggest change and the biggest discovery we made in the making of the fruitcakes is you can't put the booze from the outside in. The booze has to come from the inside out.
What does that mean?
So a lot of people think that you can make a fruitcake and say pour booze over it. I've seen people wrap it in booze-soaked gauze and let it soak.
Oscar's cracking me up today. He's like,
yeah, me too.
Eyes. He's just—it's just—he's funny.
It's fun.
He's just kind of rubbing his eyes. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
So to really have the booze disperse, what you have to do is soak the raisins in booze. The raisins become booze-infused.
Yes.
And then it comes out.
Sorry,
in the cake.
Man. I just scratched my armpit on the show. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay. Can we get you a banana?
It does look like.
Yeah, like an ape.
Hey, the new.
Checking out my new anti-friction Dove for Men deodorant today. It's beautiful. Love it.
Has it reduced friction?
Yes. Yes.
Mike, the new, the latest edition of Rise of the Apes, it's the war.
Yes.
On demand. You'll like it. It's actually a good movie.
I would not. be adverse to a Planet of the Apes movie. I can look in. I like the technology.
I watched it this weekend. Worth the $5.99. You'll
do. They still have Dr. Zaius?
Hey, can I thank Chewie Ochoa who let me know that the billboards. I think it's called Three Billboards in Ebbish, Missouri. I think that's the Francis McDormand movie.
That's the one.
Is playing now in Florida, where I live. So I wanted to thank Chewie for that. That was very, very cool. It's not they're actually putting it in some theaters, Oscar.
Oh,
so
perfect,
that's
perfect.
Cool.
Wide release.
So I might go see it.
But so, do they still have Dr. Zaius? Is he still a character in the Apes, or is that not?
No.
Okay,
no,
so it's a total reboot from the old. Yes. Okay. I don't ever watch a movie without Roddy McDowell, but you know that.
Yeah, so you go back like 700 years
exactly.
For your Planet of the Apes.
Like,
these apes will. I mean, I shed a tear. It was actually touching.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's him.
Yeah, it is. He's all drugged.
Who cares? It's him on drugs.
This is before my procedure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I like it when you rub your face and then you ask Rob about his.
Well, because this is what
raisins.
He said. Let's go to the tape, right? Essentially, he said you have to gauze up your raisins and wrap them up, and they're coming in and out.
Yeah, it's like a tape recorder over there.
All you could have said was you got to soak your raisins in alcohol.
You got to soak them.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah. And
the inside out, because technically it's not. Technically, you're soaking the raisins, which means the booze is getting from the outside into the raisin.
No, I'm not talking about the raisins. I'm saying the fruitcake, the booze has to come from the inside out. And the raisins are in the fruitcake.
Well, don't all fruitcakes, aren't they all made by soaking the fruit?
No, that's something that I invented
myself.
How
do you infuse the booze into the
based on the old recipe. Most people like pour the booze over and let
into
it soak
into the batter?
In. Yeah. No, after it's cooked. You don't want to necessarily do it in the batter because then it might get lost.
Is it a ganache?
It is not a ganache. That is a chocolate thing.
Ganache.
So the raisins are soaking now, and this is something new. I normally soak them in Crown and vanilla. And, you know, vanilla is pretty alcoholic anyway. This year, I'm using vanilla Crown. Aha!
So you're taking the extract out of the equation.
Well, I put in a little vanilla extract because I tasted them after a day and a half of soaking.
So it's double boozy.
It's double boozy. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Oh. Well, you're a good chef.
We have the spices and the fruit arriving, which we got all through Amazon, by the way,
through our
portal. And if you really want to do any holiday baking this year, do not screw around at a grocery store because they will nickel and dime you with little packs of nuts and fruit and all that garbage. Amazon, you can just get it done. I bet we saved $200 by buying it on Amazon.
So if you're somebody, and this is a commercial, I don't care because they're a big advertiser for us and they help the show a lot. So if you're planning on doing like the whole family coming over for holiday baking or something like that,
absolutely.
You want to go with Amazon.
Absolutely.
Because you can get the bulk stuff and you get it a lot cheaper.
And
good
also,
luck.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say that's the way to do it.
When does your when will your first fruitcake be ready for consumption?
They will bake on Saturday.
Oh, wow, it's soon.
Yeah, and distribution will follow probably a week following because they really do need to cure in a fridge for at least a week before they're good. But we're cutting back on some of the numbers this year, so if you've been on the list in the past, you don't get one. Doesn't
mean
we don't love you.
Just don't come back on my number. Yeah.
No,
I want two.
You will still get your two. And also, right. First time I've said it on the air. Yes, you want one for each house, right?
Oh, damn. And you thought I was dick. You thought I was snarky today.
Yeah,
but
it's two for you and one for Carla.
Bastards.
Stay tuned for the 12 Days of Fruitcake, which returns this year on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're going to have lots of giveaways. We're still
going to be doing a lot. And if it doesn't have that little hologram, it's not a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Yeah, it's a hologram of a diabetic guy.
The email went out today. Can we mention our new promotion that we're doing today?
Yes, absolutely.
It's the same old, it's the old promotion, but we're doing again. We're giving away gift cards from Amazon for bonus show subscriptions.
$200 gift cards. We're excited to say that. We figured out a way to make it happen again. That
awesome.
If you are a yearly or weekly subscriber, you get an email. And if you're in current status and you're in good standing, you will be thrown into the mix for the sweepstakes. Just one way we can give back during the holiday season.
It's the most wonderful time of year to buy the bonus package.
Yes.
It is the best time. Absolutely.
By the way, there's a show on CNN that Anthony Bourdain did called Jeremiah Tower, The Last of the Magnificent. The Last Magnificent. Okay. And it's I'll rail on it maybe if I get a chance. But it's very, if you want to check it out, I think it's elitist tripe. That's what I think.
Oh,
really?
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes. But anyway, it's basically a bunch of chefs that are giving this guy a handy because he was a expensive chef.
Is Charlie Rose on that show?
Basically, Charlie Rose was prancing on that show.
That's funny.
We will take a break, come back with more fun news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake.
and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie. And on this week's episode of Cake and Cookies, Rob goes to New Orleans. Dan faces his greatest fear, and my washing machine is full of toilet paper. All that and so much more on Cake and Cookies.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That's a mess. Just imagine that. That just sounds like a mess, a washing machine full of toilet paper. That had to be
tweezers. Rough. Biggest mess in the world.
Oh, God.
Welcome back to the world. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I talk about it a lot because I love it so much. It is one of the great products in my house and one of our long-term advertisers, Sleep Number. I love this place. I love going to a Sleep Number store. They've got so many great products. And really, this year, consider a gift that will be appreciated long after it's unwrapped. How about giving the gift of better sleep? This is a great time to visit a Sleep Number store because this week only, you can save 50% on the ultimate limited edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You have heard me talk about these products for
phenomenal,
years.
Phenomenal, Mike. I went on the site. It's absolutely gorgeous. The bed.
This is the time to do it. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort level and support. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart, they automatically adjust so you both sleep comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? Does it? Answer me!
Easy.
God. Sorry. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carlos is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses, last twice as long, and 91% of owners recommend them. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week now through Monday and save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you, and be sure this is the very important
right.
Tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you or so, please. Thank you.
News.
Boo. All right. All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, McConaughey.
He teamed up with Wild Turkey, the booze.
Good to, booze.
Help hand-deliver 4,500 turkeys to the people of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, which is where Wild Turkey is made. The distillery is there. It actually happened on the 4th of this month, which was Matthew's 48th birthday. Hello, Ellie. Wild Turkey released a video with some additional footage yesterday of Matthew driving around handing out frozen birds.
Was he in his Buick?
Or his Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
Lincoln
what?
That he does.
Bad imaging, if I couldn't remember. I'm sorry. I pictured him in a Buick.
At the end of the day, he said, quote, everybody is 100% surprised. You got the audience who absolutely needed it. You got some people today that just do a lot of good in the community. Yeah, it was a great day. Great day. Yeah, we had a great day. Handing out frozen birds.
Hey, Matthew, when you realized you were handing out frozen turkeys in Kentucky, were you surprised?
I was surprised I was there. You know what I did after I gave out all my frozen turkeys?
What?
I fell into the pool. It's the commercial, sorry. Marilyn Manson's real name is Brian Warner. He literally took the second half of his stage name from Charles Manson. So it's his own damn fault that everybody now thinks he's dead. It's hard to tell who's trying to be funny and who's legit, but people are tweeting pictures of Marilyn and saying stuff like, Charles Manson is dead, but his music will live on.
God.
And it's so sad to see all these music icons pass. Marilyn Manson did mark Charles Manson's death by tweeting a link to his own cover of a song the serial killer wrote. They called him serial killer again, Rob. Somebody called him a serial killer.
It's not right. You corrected me
yesterday.
I just don't think
it's right.
He's not a serial killer.
No, he's the ringleader of a mass murder.
Yes.
Rob, you mentioned his song called Sick City, which was Charles Manson's song, right? That was it?
No, that's a different one than we played yesterday.
So it's another one.
He got so many hits.
So he tweeted a link to his own cover of a song that Manson wrote called Sick City. That was the name of the... And that pissed off Paul Stanley of Kiss. Paul Stanley of Kiss wrote, pathetic when somebody whose career never really took off is desperate enough to try for publicity by connecting himself to the news of a murdering scumbag's death. I'm with Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's the second great Paul Stanley quote on the show this week. The first one is, hey, George Lopez, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, you know what, Paul Stanley? You know what? Here's to Paul Stanley.
Yeah,
right?
You're here. Yeah.
Paul Stanley, not the most verbose of the Kiss members.
Not the slimiest.
Not the slimiest by far. Right? But Paul Stanley
like
was cool.
Dude.
Yeah. He was cool when he came years ago into the studio. Yeah. I like the guy. Ben Affleck moved on to some new action. This, you know how I've always felt these two crazy kids ought to just resolve their differences.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, but Ben's kind of a, you know, he's done some
he's
stuff.
He's Batman.
Ben Affleck moved on, but Jennifer Garner isn't ready for that yet. This bums me out because I think she is the girl next door personified. Even though they've been separated for more than 2 years, she has not moved on. She says, I haven't been on a date. I'm not interested in dating. People want to set me up, and I'm just like, no, thank you. She adds, quote, I would not have chosen this life for myself or my kids. I would not choose to be single or be in this position. It's something that we are working through. I have to tell you what I read between the lines.
What's
there.
That?
I just read this person must be incredibly selfless. Jennifer Garner could snap her fingers and have 600 producers, rich guys, beautiful Hollywood people, and I think she's just taking care of her kids.
Or Ben Affleck is packing, and he laid that lumber so good she just can't get away.
Yeah, that girl's ruined.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the disgusting counterpoint, Oscar. Jennifer also said that she...
Look what happened.
Bruce Wayne.
She and Ben... you know what? I'll tell you, when he says the... He's such a nasty person. Jennifer also said that she and Ben will spend the holidays... This last paragraph is hard for me to read.
Now. Take a breath.
Yep. In Wayne Manor?
That's right.
So evil.
Wayne Manor.
You're so evil, especially when you're on drugs.
Actually, that was a nickname for a certain part of her body, wasn't it? I'm going to pay a visit to Wayne Manor.
Both of you can go to hell. Okay, all right. Okay. Jennifer also said she and Ben will spend the holidays together with their three children. Quote, we will all be together for Thanksgiving. I love Ben. We will be together with our kids and give them a special Christmas. Shut up, folks.
That's right.
I wonder if he's going to stuff the turkey.
Yeah, Ben Affleck says, who wants a drumstick?
There, I'm saying shut up way
okay,
too much.
Never mind.
Christmas lights, etc.
Yeah,
did
pony.
A survey on people's favorites, and they broke down into age groups. As it turns out, older folks are more into classic Christmas movies, but younger adults seem to enjoy a mix of old and new, and although the newest movie around was Elf from 2003, well, here's the breakdown.
Okay.
60 plus, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, and White Christmas, top three.
White Christmas probably, sucks. They should be watching Holiday Inn instead.
I don't care for that one. I'm not a Bing guy. 50 to 59, my age group, It's a Wonderful Life, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and A Charlie Brown Christmas. Age 40 to 49, A Christmas Story, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Not bad.
30 to 39, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, and Elf. Mm. And 30 and under, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, A Christmas Story, and Home Alone. So there's a lot of crossover there.
Am I the only one that really doesn't dig the Grinch? I don't like the movie that much, and I don't like the original special.
Oh, see, I love the original special.
Special was like a throwback.
The cartoon with Boris Karloff?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, but I don't put it with the greats. I mean, it never really appealed to me.
Oh, see, that's where your soul might be damaged. Yeah. I think that's such a sweet story.
Is it because it was too unpleasant at first?
The gifts don't matter. What's your favorite Christmas short? You probably
by far, Charlie
like
Brown.
That, yeah, well, I thought you were gonna say Rudolph. With all that horrible message on Rudolph.
My favorite claymation is the one
nobody ever liked a Charlie in the Bus.
Yeah. All right, Rudolph, you can't play any more reindeer games.
What a horrible, sadistic message to children.
It is.
Yeah, Rudolph.
The best of those Rankin Bass claymation ones is The Year Without a Santa Claus, because then you have the Miser Brothers, the flaming homosexual guys that control the weather.
Wow, you're in your own.
I don't remember that classic.
Rob spends. Just remember, he has spent and spends more time in front of the box than anybody on this show. So he knows.
I'm Mr.
Like,
White Christmas. Okay. I'm Mr. Snow.
Thanks so much. Rob, I request respectfully some clips from that sick show that you like. Whatever the one.
The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Whatever you want to do.
It's the Miser Brothers.
The Miser Brothers. You'll remember the voice when you hear it.
The Miser Brothers. The Old Homestead Steakhouse in New York City is open on Thursday, and they're serving the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in the country. If you want it, it will cost you $76,000.
What?
Whoa.
What could possibly cost that much? Here it is. Here's the list. And I guess there are people buying it. The turkey is a $105 a pound turkey because it's covered in rare spices and comes with a slab of imported Japanese bacon, a glaze made of oranges that costs $75 each, and special reserve Grand Marnier and gravy made with rare bourbon. So they're putting the bacon.
Shut up, Frankie!
You want some of that rare bourbon?
The sweet potatoes are served with a Caspian Sea caviar. Ooh. That's $1,600 an ounce, and the mashed potatoes are made with $450 a pound Swedish moose cheese.
Oh.
Come down for moose cheese after. My God, we're running late. The stuffing includes $475 a pound Wagyu beef and foie gras. Some of the other side dishes.
Soup after.
Here we go. Some of the other sides, oysters, $100 each. A cranberry sauce made with balsamic vinegar that's $60 an ounce. And Wagyu beef lollipops that are made with a cognac that's $4,800 a bottle. It's all the booze that's jacking up the price because you couldn't do it if it was just a bird.
Letterman used to do the joke for these. And it comes with a hat that says, moron.
Moron, yep. The dinner also comes with tickets to see Hamilton, a $7,500 Black Friday shopping spree on Fifth Avenue, and a $20,000 watch. $76,000. That's per person, I believe, for the Thanksgiving.
Do you get seconds?
No, I don't think so, Rob. And now a little something-something. According to a new survey, half of people say drinking will make their family more tolerable on Thanksgiving. 23%. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you can
follow. So true.
23% say drinking will make things worse on Thursday, and 28% say Thanksgiving is going to go how it's going to go, and no amount of alcohol will change things for the better or for the worse. The survey also found that the majority of the people who plan to booze hard on Thanksgiving are families who regularly drink together. Mm-hmm. If you want to read the entire survey, it can be found in this month's issue of Modern O'Mara magazine. Thank you.
I read it on texture.
There it is.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
We'll take a break. Come back with the abbreviated audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Woo! Hey, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony P.
It's me, Gary S.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. On this week's episode of the show, Thanksgiving Horror Stories.
Just what you'd like before the holiday.
Yes, and be prepared because one of them takes place in a bathroom. It's pretty gross.
It's scatological.
Also, the brand new game, TV's Greatest Catchphrases. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Telegraph the poop joke.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Michael O'Mara Show. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way to the poorhouse. Am I right, ladies?
Whoa.
Yes, the holidays are expensive, stealing both your money and your time, unless you use Amazon. Using Amazon.com will save you cash and valuable holiday hours that you can use to make merry. Ben Pappas pointed and clicked and bought himself some size 10 goalkeeper gloves with finger-save finger protection and a free reaction ball. Hey, nice reaction ball. Matt Perez bought his son a Microsoft Surface Pro to help further his art career. Pretty soon, Dad can start sponging off his kid. Holy reversal, Batman. And the wisest one of all is, of course, Nicole DeBelso. Wise because she used Amazon to buy gifts for Mike, Oscar, Rob, and yes, even Pony. Amazon sells everything, and at this time of year, that is what you need. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Changes nothing for you, means the world to this show. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it because nobody likes a skinny Santa. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So true.
Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, November 21, 2017, Rob.
Have you ever attended a game at the Georgia Dome?
I've never had the pleasure, but I'd love to go.
Well, it's too late because they imploded it yesterday.
and, it's gone?
Kaboom. Yeah, and the Weather Channel had a camera set up way in advance to cover the implosion. Is there anything greater than watching a building implode? It's exciting.
It's fun.
It is very fun.
I've never seen one live, but I've always wanted to.
I would go.
Love to watch.
Yeah,
I would go.
I would travel. Yeah.
I'd travel to see it.
Unfortunately, right as the implosion started, a MARTA bus, which is the like metro of Georgia, pulled in front of the camera and stayed there for the entire implosion, blocking the shot for the Weather Channel. Now, you can find this online easily.
So great.
But the audio is fine on its own because you hear the guy go, "Oh, bus." So just here's the sound of the Georgia Dome imploding on the Weather Channel. And now the bus pulls away.
Oh no, the bus pulls away after that.
So, like, it literally stopped in front of the camera just
to watch. Are they cussing live on the Weather Channel?
No, what that was the camera feed there. They wouldn't have carried the audio on the Weather Channel, but it was timing on the bus. It almost looked like it was planned.
Like,
Did anybody get a shot?
They
of
did.
It?
They did. Multiple outlets were there.
But the Weather Channel is a pretty big deal to get screwed by a bus.
It really is like another network said, "Sir, do you mind? Give him a 20. Do you mind driving right there?
Could you go pick my kid up?
God. Yeah. Bus.
Wow. All right, can you name this singer, Mike?
When you walk down the road.
Della Reese.
It is the late Della Reese. She passed yesterday. She was a regular on Chico and the Man. She was a famous singer, and that's her singing the theme to another show she was on, Touched by an Angel. But to me, Della Reese, and may she rest in peace, will always be the lady that Eddie Murphy got in a fight with in the alley in Harlem Nights.
Mm. Well, really, a terrible movie with one of the great scenes where Della Reese and Eddie Murphy get into a fight and she went all in. She committed. This is one of the funniest scenes in film. Absolutely.
Oh, you want to hit people with garbage cans. Now I got to cut you.
Put that razor away. I ain't playing no more. You put that f***ing razor away, I'm gonna blow your goddamn pinky toe off.
Oh, now you're gonna shoot me in my pinky toe.
I'm not playing with you. I will blow that little black, gnarled, crusty, dead motherfucker the f*** off your foot. Now put the razor away.
You must be crazy to pull your gun on me.
That one scene was responsible for me and my friend Brad saying for about 5 years straight, pinky toe.
I love it.
So that is a great scene in a not very good movie. Mike, I usually defer to you on Florida stories, but I got to grab this one. Dateline Tallahassee, Waffle House.
Oh, no.
Yes, at the Waffle House, a couple, the Sheets couple, the Sheets family, were having a meal, and they were videotaping while they were eating, and someone fills their water glass, and where do you see what they found in the water glass?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. There's a frog in our drink.
A what?
A frog.
A frog.
Come look.
I don't know what the...
Look.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Oh, but in the ice. You know, I had to drink some of it.
Yeah, so that's what I just got out of the ice.
So they poured a glass of water and a frog came out of the pitcher. And you know what? You're thinking it's a tiny frog, right? Well, it ain't big, but it's big enough.
Where somebody should notice that.
You should see the frog in the water. Yeah, at the Tallahassee Waffle House. I'm sure all the other Waffle Houses are fine.
Sure, sure. Fried frog.
No, this was like frog sushi.
Waffle frog.
Now, I don't know whether to give Garth Brooks credit for this or not. He owned up to the fact that he lip-synced at the CMAs a couple weeks ago, and he explained to Ellen why, and it's a curious take. I want your opinion on it.
We did 12 shows in 10 days, and right in the middle of those 12 shows was the CMAs. So we went in and did a track for it, just in case the voice was gone, made a game-time decision, and played it because we still had seven shows starting the next night. in Spokane. And the truth is, man, I love award shows. I think they're sweet. But for me, they're like the tree is to Christmas. They're the symbol of it, but they're not what it's all about. What it's about are those people that put their butts in the seat, travel, fight that traffic, play that parking, and go, and that's who you want to save your voice for. So we made that decision. Yeah. And,
so zoning it. I think it's pretty valid.
By the way, go to any pop star, a concert or a hip hop concert. Most of them are tracks. Yeah, get over yourselves.
And he's owning it, and he's saying,
"It's about the fans, not about the TV show."
Withheld it from the TV show, and I did it for the people that are paying to see me. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. I'd much rather, if I'm seeing a lip sync and I'm in a live show, I'm pissed. If I'm seeing it on a TV show, you know, c'est la vie.
All
That's
day.
The way I look at it.
Also,
yeah.
The hats he wears in concert, much bigger. That's the other thing he does. Let us close with this, Mike. I am so glad I get to bring this to your attention. It's a show that Oscar and I have watched called The Mick.
Yes.
It is on Fox tonight.
The best.
This is the promo that is running on Fox. She goes home to her hometown for Thanksgiving. Here is the Fox promo for The Mick.
It's a Mick homecoming.
My life turned out better than theirs, and today is all about shoving that in their faces.
With old friends.
Who's that stud?
It's Mike O'Meara. He was a psychopath.
And new connections.
Made out with Mike O'Meara. This is his gum.
The Mick, all new Tuesday on Fox.
The line from the housekeeper is, "I made out with Mike O'Meara," and she opens her mouth.
Oh, my
This
God.
Is his gum.
Wow.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh,
he's
wow.
a psychopath.
A little unexpected treat that was. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.